Hey, Shalom Aleichem. We've been learning over the course of the past few months various pieces from Rav Kook's Ein Ayah, which is his commentary on Maseches Brachos and Maseches Shabbos. And seeing that the yeshiva this year is doing Maseches Shabbos, so concentrating on some of the ideas for that Masechta. And so far we've been talking about different ideas from the fourth perek of Maseches Brachos. The Gemara records in Chafav and Beis the famous machlokas about who established the, and after who were the tefillos patterned, who established them, what was the sort of the paradigm for that. So of course the first day of the Gemara is that tefillos avos took num, and there's a certain wide-ranging discussion. What does it mean that the avos were misaking the tefillos? Were they misaking the tefillos as a chova? Were they misaking the idea that there's a concept of tefillos, shacharis, mincha, mariv? So this is something that's discussed both by the Bali Halacha and by the Bali Machshava as well. Just to give you a quick even snippet, so the Gemara says, Chavav Mebeis, that mincha, that Yitzchak was misaking tefillos mincha. So Tosva says, don't we know from the Gemara in Yuma that Avram also davened mincha when the Meshachari Hakosli, when the walls became darkened because the sun was going down. So what Tosos answers is that Yitzchak established Mincha, and then once that was established, so Avram then davened afterwards. But other Mephorshim, they say no. They say what that means is that Avram always davened Mincha, but what Yitzchak's unique contribution is that he was Koveya Tfilas Mincha Zechova, as opposed to Avram just did it as a rishos or as a nedava of sorts. So the very concept that there was a chova of tefillas mincha or shacharis or mariv from the time of the avos, that itself obviously bears more investigation, and that goes to the general concept about the nature of the avos keeping the mitzvahs bechlal. And this is something that, of course, we know the Rambam and the Ramban and many Rishonim talk about. So this sort of topic feeds into that a little bit. Okay, so anyway, so the Avos were misaking the Tfilos. It does go through the Gemara again. Avram tikein tefil shachar shenemar vayashkim Avram baboker el hamakom asher amad sham. When it came to the Akedah, Avram got up in the morning and he went to the place asher amad sham that he would normally stand in. And then the Gemara says, "Ein amida el tefila." We know that amida is a lashon of tefila. Yitzchak tikein tefilas amincha shenemar v'yetze Yitzchak lasuch basadeh lifnos arev. Okay, that he went up and he went to go daven mincha in the field, and that's a lashon of sicha. So Yaakov tikein tefilas arev shenemar v'yivka mamakom v'yalon sham ki ba hashemesh. So the lashon of amida, sicha, and pegiya. So Rav Kook says so beautifully, and again, if you're following along at home, this is page, you can find this on Hebrew Books. This is page 109, and also in Otsver HaSvarim. Page 109 in the first volume of Ein Ayah, fourth parak, second os of the fourth parak. So Elu HaShalosh Lashonos, these three languages, Amida, Sicha, and Pegiya, Mechuvanos Heina, they are established, or they're Keneged, Neged shlosha in yonim chalukim shabayim metoelas hatfila biavodas Hashem Yisbarach. They come out of, and they're a manifestation of the three different purposes of tefila in the first place. And by the way, I have to say, just on the onset, I really love this idea in Rav Kook. I found it very meaningful. Actually, I just learned it yesterday with a chavrusa, and then I was thinking about it this morning during shacharis. So he says that these three different languages, Amida, Sicha, and Pegiya, are reflections of three different purposes of tefila. He nehas chalas pu'alas hatfila, the very beginning of the action of tefila. He shekol yisode hayira v'hamusar shekana ha'adam b'nafsho. So that all the foundations of yira and musar that a person has acquired in their soul, shehem alulim lishtakeach min halev, these acquisitions, whether it's yira, whether it's character development, all these things are alulim, are are bound or easily forgotten min halev mivnei sa'aras yetzer lev ha'adam, because of the tempest of the yetzer, of the nature of man, shem alul mishakech min halev mivnei sa'aras, I'm sorry, I said this already, mivnei sa'aras yetzer lev ha'adam b'taivas hazman, because of the taivas hazman, because of the tempest of the yetzer lev, all of these foundations, all of these elements that have been kohena, yira and musar and the like, can easily be forgotten. Hatfila, therefore, what's the purpose of tfila? Tashrish, as kol ha'inyanim hakadoshim, are able to instill, to solidify, to enrooten, and create deep roots of all of these inyanim kadoshim, vatsiyurim ha'nelamim, all of these heightened images, yafa belev. Tefillah can take the ideas of Yira and Ava and Musar, and Tefillah can fix them, establish them firmly into a person's heart. Ba'ofen she'eh lohem mamad chazak, in a way that a person will have a strong mamad, right? Shelo yamutu, that will not become diminished or disintegrated. Mehistarut ruchot, because of the tempest of the winds, shahashchatas hamusar, the winds that can cause a destruction of values and ethics and character traits, the avod hashlema, the winds of tempest, of distraction and taiva, and all the things that can happen over the course of the day. So those things do not take away from the amida of amuna, the amida of good values. So therefore, tefillah is there to create a mamad, to create a strong reality that can strengthen a person against, as he says again, the sa'ara, the tempest that comes over the course of the day. Bizman pu'ulazu, when is this action most meaningful? Nechutza b'yoser b'shachris, is deeper and more significant in the morning. Sheyachin ha'adam la'atzmo, kodem sheyifne li'iske achayim, that a person can prepare himself before he goes off li'iske achayim to various activities of life, the rikshos taivas haguf hamuchrachim, and before he gets involved and engaged in the rikshos, in the feelings of taivas haguf, of the desires of the body that by necessity will come over the course of the day. And what's the purpose of tefillah? He continues, l'haknas li'atzma mamad musari chazak, to acquire for himself this strong standing of musar chazak, of strong personal character development, b'ofen shetiyelo amida nechona, so that he has an amida nechona, like this strong fortress almost, v'kayemes, and lasting, shelo Yishafuhu hamon galei hazman, that the galei hazman, things that happen with time, will not diminish this strong ma'amada of faith. V'yuchol amud b'nisyonos shel hakochos hamisnagdim, and therefore this person who davens in the morning can stand against the nisyonos, the various tests, shel hakochos hamisnagdim, of the forces that oppose him. That's why tefillah, this tefillah in the morning, is called amida. We're standing against the winds of tempest of our life and our desires and our concerns and our anxieties. Because it's called amida because of what the function of that tefillah is. And it's even made more appropriate, so to speak, it's maybe even more solidified because it was established by Avram Avinu, Shehaya Rosh HaMaminim. He was the first of those of faith. And tefillah and shachris fundamentally is creating a ma'amad of amuna. V'ya'ome b'sar nisyonos liflayim. And he was the one that stood in the 10 nisyonos. What those 10 nisyonos are is a machlokes, Rashi, Rabbi Nosajigon, and others. But either way, so he stood in those 10 nisim or nisyonos. Asher nilcham al kol hamon hanisnagdim el haderech ha'ola liros or Hashem. That this fight allowed him to ascend in the derech, in the maslul, to see the or Hashem. Shehistaru lahafitzol adicho umatza mamba nochon v'kayim lad, that there was in Avram's life a tempest of forces trying to push him away from faith, move him away from faith. But for Avram, umatza mamad nachon v'kayim lad, he found a mamad of faith in his life. And obviously, says Rav Kook, that's the purpose of shachars. Okay, number two, sicha. Sicha tikkur hatvila b'shem mishatev im tzmachim v'ilanot. Right? Sicha is the type of tvila that in a way partners with tzmachim, flowers, and the natural world, v'ilanot, v'ilanos, trees. Shenikru sichim al shem hafrachas hanefesh b'kochos chadashim, that this tefillah and also the plant life is called a sichim or shayachim al shem hafrachas hanefesh b'kochos chadashim, right? That it's called that, talking to God based on the hafrachas hanefesh, the sprouting forward of the soul b'kochos chadashim, with new kochos. Okay, hamistafim b'ofen tivi, and man experiences this sprouting forward, but open to thee. It's very natural. It's natural that the soul wants to sprout forward and flourish, just like nature. The nature sprouts forward its various pieces of the tree and the various pieces of the natural world. So too, in our own natural world, i.e. the world of the soul, there is that natural, like, pricha, like sprouting forward as well. And this mamad, this establishment of tefillah as speaking to the opportunities of the soul to sprout forward, is most appropriate at the time of Minchas Erev, late in the afternoon. Man is closer to the ability to remove from himself the tirdos of hazmanios, the tirda of the day, as a farmer, as a plumber, as a carpenter, as a lawyer. And then you can move that away, and you can just sort of stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that might make it more conducive for the soul to sprout forward. Oztuchal, when that happens, Oztuchal nafshol his romei mebitiva, that his natural soul that yearns for closeness to God can be mitromeim, can be elevated. V'rikshe kodesh, and the holy stirrings, hativim, that are natural to a man and natural to man's soul, ha'atsurim b'socha, that are gathered inside of it, inside of its teva, ladafka be'elokim chayim, that can cling on to elokim chayim, ulohisgaber bi'avaso v'yiraso ha'ta'ora, and that can strengthen in our love and our pure fear of him, yosifu pritanuva, that as we remove ourselves from the tirdos of the day, we can increase pritanuva, are the fruits of understanding. Vayishlachu badim upeiros, and out of that pure understanding can be sent badim, like different buds, upeiros, and flowers, right? Meaning that once we're in a calm, natural state, and we're just going to be sensitive to the natural soul of man, so the natural soul of man brings forward beauty, brings forward and sprouts forward all the different pieces of the soul, much like the world and nature and agriculture does the same when it's in its natural state. Lios, when we can do that, kidmus ilan rav, right? V'echad ha-shayachim, that we're like a great tree, and we're like one of the shayachim, right? V'hafracha ha-tivit hazot, this natural sprouting forward, miyushar ha-nefesh hishoresh, Lanhagas hadin, miyushar hanefesh, so, I'm sorry, that this natural sprouting forward, meyoshar hanefesh, that comes from the straightness and the rightness of man's soul, hishoresh is the root, lanhagas hadin, for the world of din, lemisha nota minisiv yosher shorchas chayim. Right, when a person is living in a natural state, or they should be living in a natural state, and then they violate that natural state, so then that's where din comes from. Din doesn't come from something either unnatural. It doesn't come from something sort of secondary. Din is not some reflection of some arbitrary system of justice, but din is a reflection that man has violated his natural state, his state of teva, of being close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and has violated the mitzvos that support a person being close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, what is din? A din is when a man has moved away from the natural state of the world of the nefesh and the rising of the world of the nefesh. Kimidas adin hi biyichud medutekas b'chol davar she'esh l'chog tivi. That din is even more precise when there's been a natural law which has been violated. Okay, so shahamishna darko v'note minisiva, shahamishana darko v'note minisiva. When a person has changed and corrupted his ways, and he's moved away from a straight path, yikaba onesh mudva. He'll receive an onesh that is mudva, that it's almost like part and parcel of his own soul. The onesh is not a punishment, but it's a consequence of the violation of his soul. V'hi midaso shel Yitzchak, right? And this midah, the midah of gvura and yira and pachad, because there's a cognition of man's natural state, and then what happens when a person moves away from that natural state? That's dafka the midah of Yitzchak. Kedichsiv kra upachad Yitzchak hayali. Ukamri rabbanan berav biur alkein yosa shem sicha lutfilas hamincha. Sicha, which is the lashon of discussion, it's also a lashon of sprouting forward and growth and emergence of something from the natural world. That is gufa, the tefillah of mincha. So mincha, again, if we can conceptualize, shacharis is in the morning. We create a ma'amad of emunah against whatever might happen during the course of the day. Mincha is la'ez erev. It's already late in the afternoon. And at that moment, late in the afternoon, a person can just allow the natural state of the soul to flourish, right? And this is something that Rav Kook speaks about often, which is the natural state of man. He speaks about this in, obviously, in Orot HaTshuvah. What natural man in his natural state, says Rav Kook, is an Oev Hashem, is a person who yearns to be close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore din, in a way, is just a response and a consequence of the violation of that natural state. That's sicha, natural flourishing of man's soul that can take place during when? During the afternoon hours, the late afternoon hours. Okay, so he continues, and we're going to finish up in the next 5 minutes. So Amnam, Yesh Od Rov Yisran Litvila, there's another value, there's another purpose of tefillah. V'hi motzeis tachlisa b'ram mehamayla v'yayarech. This exists like in the upper realms. And what Rav Kook is going to say now probably is not experienced by the average person. It's definitely not experienced by the average person on a daily basis. Okay, this exists, this mariv, what mariv is, exists. Again, we'll say those words. V'tachlisa b'ram mehamayla v'yayarech. This like exists in the upper chambers. Kadoshi Elyon, those people who are like the real sacred people, people who almost have a status of Ruach HaKodesh or Nevuah, Hanigoshim El Hashem, that try to approach and connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'ayideh HaTfilah, Yarumu Afyinasu, will be elevated, Afyinasu, again, another language of elevated, L'maylas HaNevuah Okaravla. As I said before, it almost reaches a point of prophecy. Kedivrei Hator or Chaim Simin Sadi, Hin Pogim Ma'amadim Gedolim Yoser Mehalichos Ateva. They are able to be pogeya. They're able to confront and able to meet, so to speak, Ma'amadim Gedolim Yoser Mehalichos Ateva, that are even greater than man's natural state. Man's natural state is that the soul yearns for tefillah and for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But a person, there are certain people that are even beyond that. It's like they move beyond almost the natural state of life. They're able to elevate themselves beyond the world of nature. They cling on to God with a heart and soul that's been purified. So right? In this type of mamad of total transcendence, transcendence beyond this world, so the night has been mukshar for that. The night is most appropriate for visions, for dreams that have a nevuah to them, for sort of the that transcendent experience of Belaila, when the person has menucha, where they're no longer worried about the day, and they have hisbodeduso, they have like hisbodeduso away from the world. Like what Rabbeinu Bachya says, Chovos Levavos. Gamhi machsheres es b'nei hamayla hazos lios nifkadim bechazionos. The nighttime is machsher these b'nei mayla, these like transcendent people, lios nifkadim bechazionos. They're visited with visions and dreams, kadoshim b'shachva b'shinasam, when they are lying in their state of sleep. Lachzos mechazos nosim tvuos sichlios noraos asher lo yusko bechevras hachomer v'chushav. Visions and dreams, prophecy, transcendence, that can never really be accomplished when a person is just living bechevras hachomer v'chushav. When a person is living a life that is totally connected to chomer, to physicality and to chushav, the sensory experiences of man. Zos tikra pegia. This is called a pegia. This is called almost meeting with God. This is called a confrontation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost like being at the top of the summit of meeting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that place. Ki hadvar mehamusagim lemayla mit haluchos hasichlios hamudvaos. Those things that are attained lemala, like beyond the realm of taluchos hasichlios, the normal rational realm, the hamudvaos, or the natural realm, it's unlike normal natural things that go on a path, a gradual path, mehakal el hakaved, from that which is easiest to that which is more difficult. And based on investigation of different pieces, the natural world can sort of build gradually, gradually, gradually. That's the natural world. That's the world of morning and afternoon. However, nighttime, the experience is one of kiela bepeta, that's very sudden. Yigala leyem or gadol mino Hashem. A person can almost have this like revelation at night. Asher kol Ashrei kol zocha le, like how lucky, how fortunate is anybody that zocha to that type of transcendent or transcendent experience. Tikra hatfila min sadeh yosa kol lelas zu ataklis b'shem pegia. And because this tefila of Mariv is keneged the tachlis of meeting God in that transcendent state, right? And that is can only be accomplished at nighttime and on occasion by certain people. Therefore, we call that tefillah b'shem pegia. It's the meeting of, and it's like the confrontation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in tefillah. Kederach ha-pogeya b'holech lo l'fi erech mehalcho sh'holech levado. Someone who's pogeya, another person, can't just do that based on rational thinking. Right? I'm going somewhere, all of a sudden I bump into you. It doesn't happen based on derech hateva. Sometimes it happens because the other person has appeared to the individual. That can only come about like a pegia when the other person himself is making himself close to you. A pegia belaila of tefillah, that transcendence, almost on the level of prophecy, can only be because the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes himself available to us as human beings. V'kasher ira b'emes b'yakov avinu alav shalom shavadai hishlimaso gamkin hatfila la'oso hachizayon hanavui haniskav shamar hasulam chol pratav. And not only that, but clearly this pegia that vayivka b'makom ahu, which speaks of transcendence, of course it makes sense that connected to that was Yaakov's dream of the sulam. Let's just see that again. V'kasher ira b'emes b'yakov avinu lav shalom. In truth, this mile of tefillah, shevadai hishlamiso gamkin hatefillah la'oso hachizayon. The tefillah became completed together with the chizayon, the vision hanavui haniskav shamar hasulam b'chol pratav. Right? So this already sets the template of what tefillah b'layla is. It's clearing away sort of the physicality and the natural state, and the state of Tivi, and the state of Chomer, and the state of the Chush, and just for allowing for moments of transcendence. I can just speak for myself. I was at a Yud Tes Kislev event last Motzei Shabbos with an incredible Kumzitz of Moshe Weinberger, and the dancing was so incredibly inspired that I call like a glimpse of this, almost a feeling of like Me'ein Olam Haba, and that's really obviously what Shabbos is. So just that feeling of transcendence, that is the paradigm of Mariv. Shal Kain, that based on the Chizayon of the Nevuah of the Sulam, Shal Kain, that because of that Nevuah, the Tiaches L'Tfilah So Shem Pegiyah, that this became elevated to a Tfilah of Pegiyah, of meeting God. And that the Pegiyah is most pleasant for Arvis. Now, what comes out of this Rav Kook, and we see this idea in a certain way in Rav Hirsch and others, is that each of those three Tfilos are not just the same tefillah three different times. And it just happens that Avram established Shacharis, Yitzchak established Mincha, and Yaakov established Marav. That's not the case at all. Each tefillah is unique. Shacharis is facing the day with a mamad of Amuna. Mincha is the end of the day where a person can just stop from their busyness of their life and allow for the natural flourishing of their soul, the teva of their spiritual aspirations. And Maariv is almost leaving this world. It's the pegiya with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Each tefillah is different, and it also makes sense that each one of the avos established their unique tefillah. Avram, who was about Amuna, created Shacharis, which was the mamad of Amuna for the day. Yitzchak, who was about Din, understood that Din is a reflection of the natural teva of the soul and the violation of that soul. And therefore, mincha is that time where one connects with the natural state of the soul. And Yaakov, although we didn't sort of speak about this, Yaakov very much was a person, again, Rav Kook doesn't say this, but I'll say it, I believe what he would say this as well, that Yaakov was very much a person of Laila, right? He was a person of exile. He was a person who experienced struggle. His life was often the life of Kisarisa, sort of the struggle, Belaila. And it was Dafka Belaila that Yaakov was able to experience sort of that transcendence, that place of darkness. That's Vayivka. Vayivka is meeting God in that transcendent, almost prophetic state. And therefore it makes sense that Yaakov was a person who's mistaken that tefillah. I think that for each one of us, we'll just conclude, we can almost think of ways of integrating that into all of our tefillahs. Shacharis, probably the easiest. We can integrate a ma'amad, a strengthening of our muna to face the day. Mincha can be a time of reflection where we can sort of let the day almost just sort of melt away from us, and we can feel just sort of the purity of man's soul. And Maariv is maybe we can hope to almost clear away the body and have like a moment of transcendence during Maariv. But again, I think that this Rav Kook allows for a greater focus of the purpose, the value, the tafkid, and the ultimate beauty and grandeur of each one of the tefillos. Okay, everyone should be well. Thank you for joining me in learning Rav Kook. I'm looking forward to continuing to do so together in the future.